Welcome back to Up Your Cut. Up Your Cut. I almost said Up Your Cunt. Welcome back to Up Your Button Around the Corner, everybody. I'm Sam Evans, at Really Sam Evans.
Really Sam Evans?
And with me, as always, is my A number one guy.
Well, not for the first three.
What? Oh, well, I mean, it didn't matter. Those came out over a year and a half period. I think you're fine.
Did they really? Oh, yeah. Juden Huggins.
Jordan Scott Huggins, my main man. How you feeling?
Jace go home. I'm tired.
Jace go ho. Jace go ho.
Just go ho. That's what Joe said the other night.
I like it a lot.
Just go ho. Yeah?
Yeah.
Guys, get at us.
Get at us. We enjoy so much hearing from you. We say it all the time, but please like, rate, subscribe. If you're enjoying the pod, tell us. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like.
Yeah.
We're sensitive to criticism, but we need it, you know? On all social media, we're at Up Your Butt Pod, and
yeah,
of course, upyourbuttpod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot us those emails, man. We love hearing from you. We love reading them on the pod. You can hear back. We will answer your questions directly. It's what we live for. Is it what we, that'd be sad? Okay, to be honest with you, it's not what we live for. Okay,
it is.
But that would be, it'd be depressing if that was the only thing that kept us going. Oh, we didn't get any emails for our podcast this week. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Oh, God. I've only got this and SVU, so.
Yeah.
I only say that because we were just watching the newest episode of.
Are they still churning out new episodes of
SVU? Oh, my God. And they are so good.
Really?
The newest episode of Law & Order SVU is great. It talks about sex trafficking from Mexico and stuff like that. Oh, it is God. Fucking intense. That show's always so good because it's like, well, you, like halfway through the episode, you're like, well, I know what's going on here, and then I'm going to wipe my hands of it because I figured it out. And then the last 15 to 20 minutes are like, you have no idea, idiot. And then
oh, really?
They throw you a great curve. That's yeah. Really good. Yeah. So
but the curve is probably like super sad every time.
Well, this one was intense. I don't want to ruin it, but. It was pretty good.
It was no, really, the child sex trafficking. I thought it was going to be like a light watch. What'd you do last night? Just relax. Watch the SVU episode where they talk about child sex trafficking. You know, it was a quiet night.
Actually, the curve was that she wasn't sex trafficked. So
really?
No, that was.
She was like.
I was trying to make light.
Voluntarily into it.
That is always something that comes into the show. I know we always get off on tangents, but this is especially okay. A tangent I never thought we'd get off on is Law & Order SVU, so.
Well, it's okay, baby. You got a pinky nail thing?
Yeah, I was just doing some of my finger skin.
It's okay.
How are you doing? How was your day?
It's fine. I went out to dinner with some friends. We all got treated by the very generous Carmen Legala. She won a one-liner contest.
Oh.
Regularly put on by one Emily Winter, very funny comic,
mm-hmm.
Runs Back Fat Variety Hour, and yes. They do a one-liner contest occasionally. Carmen won, and with her winnings, she treated a bunch of us to dinner.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. Sorry you weren't invited.
It's okay. It seemed like a...
It was like a comedy
couple thing. Yeah.
If Melissa would just start doing stand-up.
I need Melissa to do a single open mic.
Yeah.
She would be
she
as
would
much
be,
as a comic as anybody
funnier
else.
Funnier than a lot of people.
She's. I always do tell her that she needs to do stand up, but she is. She's infinitely funnier for not ever doing it. You know, like
mm-hmm.
She's like, I have no desire. I think because she's like up close and personal with it. So
yeah, I think so.
Because of me,
she strikes me as. I always say this about my brother, my oldest brother. I mean, both my brothers are very funny, but I always tell my oldest brother Josh that he couldn't do comedy. Not because he's not funny, but like the first, you know, when you do a joke for the first time and it goes horribly and you're like, oh, I got to try so much harder.
Yeah.
Josh would do a joke that didn't work and he'd be like, you guys are fucking stupid. And then he would leave comedy forever.
Because of that? I feel like that's a lot of people that do comedy though. So, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But they don't go anywhere. My brother would just go and have a better life.
That's true. Oh, that's funny.
It's my dad's birthday today. He's 70 years old.
Happy birthday. What's his name?
Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Daryl.
Yeah. I was talking about this with
He's 70?
What? Yeah. He's 70. I was talking about this with Gitler Raphael about how Daryl is a much more black name now.
It is.
And we were talking about how, because I referenced my dad by name in a bit, and I was like, do you think I should say that he, like, Daryl is kind of more of a black name now? And he was like, yeah, you can get away with it.
Yeah. That's funny. Dwayne Cullen has a joke about that.
Yes. I talked to Dwayne about it that night. Yeah.
Because he is a white, like, Irish
A white Dwayne.
Yeah. But he's a Dwayne. And Dwayne is a pretty...
I
almost said ethnic, which seems worse than saying just black name. But
you could just say black, I think.
Yeah. It's a very black name. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're still listening... Oh, man.
We're bringing
the fire. I feel like we're not coming in with a lot of heat today.
Do you feel tired?
I guess I do feel tired.
I definitely feel exhausted. I played soccer earlier. Yeah. I have a bit of a headache, I think, from...
Do you want... I have some Excedrin here. Would you like some?
Maybe a little bit. But I think it's just from under hydrating.
Okay. Well, you let me know, because I'll get you some Excedrin. We also just checked halftime of the second game of the finals, Warriors-Cavs. We might go across the street after we finish this.
Yeah, how bold of us. You know, that's how brave we are to bring you the hottest content weekly that we're skipping... It's game two of the NBA Finals.
Yeah. I mean, it's game two. It's not like...
That's true.
It's not like game seven of a seven-game series.
Yeah. Of the NBA Finals, yeah.
Yeah.
But after game one, game one was a good game.
Game one was a very good game.
I only know based on Reddit highlights, so...
Blown by the... Did you see LeBron's suit with the
paint, the shorts?
Tiny little boy shorts?
He did it game one, too.
No. I don't know if he did a game two. I was talking about game
one. Oh, yeah. Oh, he did it again tonight. Yeah.
Oh, he did it again.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Such a statement.
And then somebody else came in with like the MasterCard style price add up of his entire outfit with his like handbag and stuff. It was a $50,000 outfit with the boy shorts.
Really?
With the tiny Catholic boy.
Doesn't that blow Catholic your school. Mind?
I know. If you would give me $50,000, I wouldn't work for 3 months.
And that's your outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Would you take $50,000 if you had to wear that outfit every day?
For how long?
As long as the money lasts.
Honestly, yes. I think I would. But let me add an addendum to that, is that it's shorts, so... I'm going to say no, because I'm sincerely hoping I can make $50,000 last for more than a summer, but I am a fucking idiot. So I also have no trouble imagining that I could blow it by September.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely could.
But I would take like a ridiculous outfit for $50,000, yes.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it was like pants, you know what I mean?
What if it's that outfit with pants? You can't clean it. You can't wash it.
Can't wash it?
Yeah.
Is it jeans?
No, it's those. It's suit pants.
Yeah, for as long as the money lasts, yeah. You can't wash it. You could Febreze it, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
Can I dry clean
it? You can't launder it.
Okay, but Febreze
is that right?
Febreze isn't laundering, right?
Febreze is not, no.
Can I go swimming in them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I would probably do that.
Yes.
I would Febreze it and I would go swimming in them to clean them.
That's smart.
Yeah.
When I worked at summer camp, that was my daily, like, we all of us would go weeks without showering. Like, I would maybe shower like once a week or once every other week.
Uh-huh.
And it's because we were just in, I'm embellishing hardcore. I mean, it was once every couple of days, but it's because we were wet constantly. There was a pool, there was like a dark pool. So it was a pond that was treated.
Okay.
And, if you went too many days, you would start to smell like tadpole, you know, like,
really?
Yeah, like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then in between that, and then we were right on the Neuse River, which is brackish water. It's like really upstream. So it's the Neuse River and it's disgusting. At one point in the world, or at one point it was the seventh most populated, most polluted river in North America.
And you would swim in it?
But that was like 20 years ago. So it's okay now, but it's still like. Just the idea of that would gross us out. But we would swim in it all the time.
Ugh.
It was pretty, but it was brackish, so it was like a mix of salt water and fresh water, and it was just, you just felt icky after you got out. So
yeah.
But I would just do that. I would wear the same pair of swim trunks. I wore through oh man, a couple pairs, just warm to death, and then swim.
I always wondered about that, because I would go out on my friend Jason Rager's boat, and mm-hmm. we would swim in the Maumee River, which is in northwest Ohio, flows into or out of Lake Erie, I can't okay. remember. And consistently always, like clockwork, I would get a really bad migraine afterwards.
Really? Yeah. Oh, is it a polluted river?
I'm guessing so. Yeah, it's right? It's like by an industrial area, or a formerly industrial area. Yeah.
I just watched that. It's so creepy to me. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. We're all over the place. But I just watched that Evil Genius, and there's something very creepy to me about a...
Wait, what is Evil Genius about?
It's about... Did you ever see the movie 30 Minutes or Less? With Jesse Eisenberg and Aziz Ansari. And Jesse Eisenberg's a pizza delivery guy that gets taken hostage, and then a bomb shoved to his chest. Mm. And then they're like, in order to get this bomb off your chest, you need to go rob a bank for, you know, $50,000.
Okay.
It's that story. So I...
The real life story?
The real life story of that.
That's a real life story?
Yes. Yeah. It was this guy. It's so crazy. But yet another Duplass Brothers hit. They can fucking make a documentary, man. They did Wild Wild Country. And then they just did this.
Now, I'm telling you, I fell asleep through the first episode of Wild Wild Country.
You haven't given it another chance, I bet, right?
Yeah, I haven't given it another. But I did give it like 3 chances, and I always fell asleep.
Well, I think that's on you. Because it gets good. It gets really good. But Evil Genius is about that. It's like, they still, it's an open case, but everybody in the case has died. They either died, one guy died from cancer. Dude, it's this whole like love triangle type thing. But basically what happened was, this guy, it's in Erie, New York, I think.
Erie, Pennsylvania, maybe?
Erie, Pennsylvania. I don't know. It's right on Lake Erie, but I think there's a bunch of towns along that named Erie. But it might be Erie, Pennsylvania. And he's like, there's a pizza delivery guy. The masterminds behind it. Says, allegedly, it's a woman and then two other men, two or three other men. And this pizza delivery guy is like friends with them, kind of. They're all just bad people. And then they get a pizza delivered. And then the guy, while he's waiting for, supposedly while he's waiting for them to pay him, they strap a bomb around his neck. And then they're like, you need to go rob a bank. And then so he walks into the bank, super crazy, like really abnormal behavior. Like he like walks in, takes a lollipop. So he's like really nonchalant about things. And then I think he's under the impression that the bomb's not real. And then it ends up exploding and killing him.
Jesus.
Yeah. So it's an intense, it's really good. It's another like 4 or 5 part series, but it's really good.
That's just their wheelhouse now, I guess.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me that the Duplass brother, the only one I know of is the guy that was on
The League. Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't believe that dummy. It's like, but I guess he's a very talented filmmaker.
They also do that animated Rats show.
I didn't see it.
It's like, I think it's on HBO or something, but. Yeah.
Are we boring? Do we suck this time?
Maybe.
All right. I didn't want to do this, but I guess I have to.
Are you going
to
bust it out early?
Yeah. Let's get to the board. I wrote a song.
Okay.
It's for you.
You do it first?
Yeah.
Is there any preference to the song?
Yeah, there is a preface to the song, Jordan. It's that you're really terrible at texting back.
You know what?
Now, I'll give it that your phone died the other night, but you're a terrible text backer. And this comes from a textbook terrible at texting back person. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure.
I want to say something.
I can't wait to hear this horseshit.
No, I'm not even defending that. You know what? I think that I'm going to take a leaf out of your book and your advice and just be like, you know what? I think I was upset about the mic the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I didn't let myself feel that. So I just want to let you know that I was upset.
All right. I'm very sorry.
But it's not a big deal. I'm like, it's not a big deal.
No, it's okay. You can be upset. It's very annoying. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I truly did throw your name in. I have no idea what happened.
Maybe that's what the dead air was.
Yeah.
It's this unspoken.
Okay, weirdness. We should probably give him the backstory.
Yeah.
I, along with a couple other comics, hosted an open mic on Saturdays where I play piano.
So fun. In the Power Hour.
Power Hour. It's very fun. And then Jordan was like, I'm coming. And I was like, I'll throw you in. And I did throw his name in, but at some point it got lost in the shuffle. Mm. And Jordan had waited for, what, a solid hour and a half?
Yeah. And then they called the last group and I didn't get called. But I was late for date night and it's not even a thing.
Yeah. I should have put you up early. I just get so distracted.
You bitch.
Okay.
You fucking. No, it's okay. So what happened was my phone really did die. Yeah. But I think maybe it was also convenient too because I was a little bit annoyed. Mm-hmm. Not anybody particular, but.
Just the situation.
Just the situation. So I was just like, oh, my phone, it died. And then it wasn't a priority for me to charge it when I got home.
Sure.
And so, and then you text me. But we do have this thing where, like, we're both really bad at texting back.
Yeah, that's true.
We're both bad at it. So don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby, okay?
Well.
So this is a song.
Well, and I also wrote this song just in the, you know, we're in the age of great diss tracks.
Oh, we are. This week, yeah.
There was a diss track by Drake, and then an almost immediate response from one Pusha T.
But didn't it start with Pusha T? It was Pusha T,
I think it was Pusha
Drake,
T,
and then Pusha
yeah,
T back.
And then Drake, and then Pusha T back. And everybody's saying that, like, Pusha T went really deep.
He did. He started talking about Drake's, like, maybe long-lost son or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 a couple other things.
Have you listened to any of the tracks?
I listened to Pusha T's. I still need to listen to Drake's.
Is Pusha T's pretty good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it the response or the first one?
It's the response.
Why? They've had a pretty... Isn't it a long-standing feud?
I think at least a couple of years. Yeah, yeah.
And also Kanye just tweeted yesterday today mm-hmm. trying to end... Because he's in on that. It's like Pusha T, Drake, and Kanye
yeah, yeah.
all like dissing with each but other.
Also, Kanye is still like... I feel like kind of in on the shit list for just... You know, saying slavery is a choice.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And all that, you know, like, yeah, yeah. It's still, like, in the range of, like, oh, my God, I can't believe you said that, Kanye.
Dude, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
His new album is okay, but it's, I was reading an article about how it's just, like, well, this is him now. Where you just, like, this is an album, and it's pretty good, but it's just a man defending himself, and then we have to accept what he's saying, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know.
But. Back to your thing, this is the first Up Your Button Around the Corner diss track.
Yeah, this is the first one.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. I mean, you won't be. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking bitch. Hi, my name is Jordan, and I suck at sending text. That is an impression, and it makes me so upset. How accurate it is, cause you don't text back all day. And when you finally do, I know exactly what you'll say. Haha, so sorry, dude, I've just been so slammed. Then how come an hour ago you liked to post on Instagram? I'd rather you say no, I am busy, I cannot. Cause you don't have an iPhone, I don't even get three dots. Back, 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 back. Back, back, my friend won't text me back. Back, back, back. Back, back, my friend won't text me back. Jordan texting green bubbles, ew, how gross. To all my iPhone users, I propose a toast. Here's to shitting on lesser phones, it's just begun. I'd rather have AIDS than have a Samsung. My phone must be fucked up, I guess it didn't send. Is what an idiot says when he's trying to pretend that he texted you back, but he definitely did not. Guess what, you lying sack of shit, you just got. Back, 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 back.
Boom! I fucking,
you fucking
quit.
Got old,
I'm out of here.
Bitch.
This is fucking bullshit. I didn't come here to get roasted.
No, I just thought it'd been a minute since I did a good song for the pod, and I was laying here bored.
Fuck. I hate that's it's so good, too.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, I got to get him back, but.
You got to write a diss track back?
I'll write a diss track. Oh.
I'll even write you a beat, and you can do a diss track.
Look, I just wanted to defend Samsung for a minute, too. Samsung phones.
I couldn't remember what kind. Do you have a Samsung?
I got a Samsung Galaxy Note 5.
Can't believe I got that right.
Yeah. Well, there's only two. It's not like I have got a Huawei.
What's a Huawei?
A Huawei.
What's that?
The Chinese one, Huawei.
Huawei. Huawei.
Huawei. I don't know.
Oh, man.
That was pretty good. Fuck you.
Listen.
Look, I don't ever... I hate that, too. It's like, I know exactly what you're going to say. dude, I'm sorry I've been slammed. I would never say I'm slammed. Would say...
I feel like I've heard you say I've just been so slammed.
Maybe, you know, but...
Man. I fucking got you so good.
Well, actually, I actually knew that you're going to write a diss track, so I actually have a diss track ready to go.
Don't you dare play Pusha T's diss track.
I got it. Give me a second to pull it up real quick because I got it right here, okay?
I can't wait to hear this. Oh, is this your steel drum part?
So loud.
It's very loud.
So loud. That was it. It's from my steel drum. I had to start a playlist for that bit I've been doing about steel drums. And I've got Shake 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 Sonora. It's 5 o'clock somewhere under the sea, and it wasn't me.
All on steel drum.
All on steel drum. So I'll switch the song around. But
steel drums,
fucking roasted your ass, huh?
Ugh.
You thought I spent time thinking about you outside of this pod? Psych.
Well, I guess the song is off the board. Just gonna lift, stand up, pull it off
slowly.
Well, I did want to do this. Do you want to talk about our debate for today?
Yeah. How did this come about? You just were like...
Well, I'm trying to do a little bit about it, and I thought we could just talk. Maybe I could steal everything that we say.
What's the bit you're trying to do?
Well, the bit was just about how I used to think that Monday was like my least favorite day of the week. But now, after a 3-day weekend, I think that Tuesday is my least favorite day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, it's with that exception. It's after a 3-day weekend, but it is far and away the worst day of the week.
Well, I think what you're upset about is just that returning to work. So
upset about on a Monday.
Yeah.
It gets intensified by having 3 days away.
See, to me,
at some point during a 3-day weekend, you're like, this will never end. This is life now.
This is, yeah. But actually, to me, Monday is a solid front runner for worst day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say even during a 3-day weekend, Monday's still the worst day. 3-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Monday is still the worst day because it lulls you into a false sense of security the same way that Sunday does, but it's intensified because mm-hmm. you're like, fuck, I've gotten used to this life. This is life now.
Yeah.
I've gotten used to it. And so now I still have to go back to work. So it's double Sunday.
Yeah, but Sunday people don't mind. Sunday fun day.
Yeah, but
it's Monday fun day. I actually am not entirely opposed to you because in reality, Sunday is my least favorite day of the week.
Is it?
I don't like it. I spend the whole time dreading going to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I Sundays, I just don't know how to act. You know, I'm like, okay, do I go balls to the wall tonight in an effort to fool myself that I don't have to go to work tomorrow? Or do I go to church? You know, like.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like Sundays because it reminds me that, like.
Church?
Not going to church.
It doesn't remind me that I'm not going. I just, I actually should like Sundays now because I never go to church anymore.
Yeah, you get that.
Which I hated.
Extra couple of hours. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still hate the afternoon into the evening of Sunday because I just kind of dread it.
What's the bit? What do you have like a whole thing for the bit so far?
I just go. Not really.
You just have a loose.
Here's what I got is that I go Tuesday because it's like everything you thought Monday was, but worse. Like you go in on Tuesday and you're like, fuck, I thought we were friends Tuesday. You going to do me like that?
You're fun. You sometimes do karaoke. Although Tuesday, after a 3-day weekend, Tuesday is like, yeah, you're coming back to work, but you only got 3 more days after me.
That is true.
You know?
Which, like, I do think about, but I still think that Tuesday is hard to get through.
Yeah.
It's a 4-day week, so it's easier.
Yeah.
But it's still like kind of rough. Also, this is the other part of the bit too, which is just kind of a tweet that I had, but I do like it, is the only thing I think is good about a Tuesday after a 3-day weekend. If you work in an office, you get to come in and you get to see which asshole tried to grow a mustache over the weekend. And that's right.
That's pretty funny.
My office tried to do that. He's actually a very nice person, but it was just it's just a very stark thing.
After
a long weekend for him to come in and be like, well, what'd you do? Oh, I see. I see what you did this weekend. No, I think we could all see.
That's great.
Slow
that's so
one,
funny.
Not a fun barbecue. Just decided to make this choice.
I wonder, when do you start it? I mean, if you got a 3-day weekend and it's a pretty strict facial hair policy at your office, But you want a mustache? What do you start at Friday morning? You don't shave Friday morning.
That's the other part.
Three-day weekend into Monday.
I think you get to Tuesday. A Friday and you're just like, oh, John hasn't shaved this week. Oh, that's interesting. And then you get to Tuesday and you're like, oh, no. This was his plan.
He does. So on the board, you've got days of the week, favorite, least favorite.
Yeah.
So you're going to go with Tuesday, least favorite day of the week.
Tuesday after a three-day weekend, least favorite day of the week, yeah.
Is that more of a least favorite than Monday on a normal weekend, after a normal weekend?
Yeah, and okay. I would say it's even more of a least favorite than Sunday, which I hate so much. Sunday on a normal weekend.
Okay. Sunday on a normal weekend.
Maybe that's why this pod isn't going well. It's going well. I need to stop referencing it. I'm having a good time. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I'm done. That was me throwing the mic down.
Yeah. But it is Sunday. Maybe
I'm actually going to go least favorite day of the week, Thursday.
Why?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Really? Right? So okay. I was just sitting here talking about it, and the days of the week have the ability, just by saying the name of the day of the week, has an ability to lull you and draw you into a sense of like an emotion, right?
Okay.
Thursday, we all were like, Wednesday night, we're going home. Wednesday, you're like, you've had a couple days, hard days. You've had 3 days. And people are like, you want to go out for drinks? You're like, no, I can't do it, but I'll go out tomorrow. And that's what Thursday is to me. That's the reason I'm going to go least favorite, because it's just a fake Friday. It's a fake bitch Friday is all it is.
Yeah.
That's why people, you can count on people like Thirsty Thursday, like we're going out for drinks tonight. Like, no, I got to work tomorrow. But it's just everything that Thursday is everything that Friday is, but on a day of the week with more restrictions and guidelines.
I think I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel so strongly about Friday is actually my favorite day of the week.
Oh, it's got to be, right?
I love Friday. I think it's better than Saturday. Here's the thing I don't like about Saturday, okay? We don't deserve Saturday as people. Here's why. It's because you get to sleep in. And you get to stay up late.
Yes.
You have padding on both sides.
Yeah.
And you don't deserve it. We never take advantage. We always were like, oh, I'm going to get so much done this weekend. No, you're not. You're not going to get so much
That's
done
gotta
this weekend.
That's got to be a line of just like, Saturday, you don't deserve
you
Saturday.
You don't deserve a Saturday.
I think attacking.
But Friday is like a regular work day. And then I can always get through it pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, even if I have to go in early. Like, I just know that at the end, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I can say, fuck it. I love walking out of work on Friday. I love, even if it's
your chest is a little higher, puffed up. Yeah.
If it's a comedy club weekend, it's usually the start of like good shows. You know, like Thursday shows, maybe they're good, maybe they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Friday shows are usually really good.
Oh yeah.
I love you come at the evening with excitement.
Right.
Even if you had to wake up early, you're like, I'm fucking getting after it tonight. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can always find the energy. You can always muster the energy at the end of a long Friday.
Yeah.
To go out Friday night.
Exactly. Everybody has energy to have fun.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. I like that. Fuck. I love that line of you don't deserve Saturday. That's so good.
Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. I'm going to go Saturday, favorite day of the
Saturday,
week.
Saturday, oh my God. Let's hear it.
I'm sure.
I can't wait to hear your bullshit reason.
It's really just you. I don't even need to come up with a reason because you just outlined them all for me, which is another favorite thing of mine when I don't have to form my own opinions. That's what I love to
You do love that.
Yeah. If I'm
so
in a group
like,
and somebody.
You just like for all the obvious, I get to sleep in.
All the
I
obvious
stay
reasons.
Up late.
Yeah. There's something. I'm just like. I think that's why I don't think I've got one now, but I think that's why I may develop an alcohol problem in the coming years is because I'm always just so ready. Just like every night I'm just like, what do we do? Like I associate having a good time with drinking. Mm-hmm. And that I think is a huge problem. And to me, Saturday is the ultimate.
Yeah. Like, you do like to tie one on.
I do.
I would never describe you as a heavy or like somebody that has a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I have noticed when we drink together, you just like turn and you're like, you ready for another one? Oh, okay.
Well, I told you part of my problem is that I don't hydrate enough. And so when I'm drinking, I'm drinking for two reasons, to drink alcohol and then also glean whatever bit of water and
moisture
in that drink.
I need precious moisture.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
Even as we speak, like if we walk over to the bar after this, I can tell you, I'm like two, three, maybe.
I'll do it. I'll get after it. You want to split an app?
Oh, I could
That'd be really fun.
That would be great.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. Fuck.
What do you think we'll get?
We just got, I don't know.
What's your go-to app?
Yeah, onion rings a lot.
Onion rings are great.
I'm also a big calamari fan, you know, because.
Love calamari.
Because people, by and large, are pretty grossed out by the tentacle ones. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite.
Those are your
people always leave them. I get a bigger share than everybody else because they leave them.
I like to think they're a little more meaty.
Oh, yeah, they are. Sometimes rubbery if they're overcooked, but.
I'm fine with it.
The O's are good because you can get a good bit of marinara. They're a good scoop for the marinara.
Excuse me. I've burped twice in this microphone.
That's okay.
I feel like, do you notice how we were a little tired and then we talked about days of the week, weekends, into drinking and food, and we got noticeably more energetic?
I do, yeah.
I hate what fat sex shit we are.
How's the Weight Watchers going?
Oh my God, this goes, okay, well I guess we could go favorite days of the week. Off the board!
I guess, Rico, so yours is Tuesday after a long 3-day weekend, least favorite.
Yeah.
Favorite Friday.
Or if it's a regular weekend, a Sunday is my least favorite.
Okay.
Fills me with existential dread.
What about in both of those scenarios, favorite day of the week, Friday?
Favorite day of the week is Friday, even if it's a 3-day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because Friday, then you're like, it's almost like you need to go harder to make up for, see, there I go again.
Plus, even if Friday's like the end of your vacation, it's not like you're going back into work if you have a normal work week anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So Friday's consistently always a good day.
Friday for me, since I've been bartending, Friday for me is not a favorite day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going
that's
in.
True.
I'm missing out on things.
Yeah.
That's why Saturday is so great.
Yeah.
I understand that. Like, they've started a regular, like, to whatever the make the schedule more regular, and so I'm like, I work, I'm on Friday, I'm off Saturday.
Yeah.
So Saturday is like, I don't want to call it my Friday because it's
Saturday. So
you're
gonna go Friday is your
Friday favorite.
Or no, Saturday's your favorite, excuse me.
Saturday's favorite, Thursday least favorite. Yeah.
I can't believe Thursday, because when I get to Thursday night, I'm so excited for the Friday. No amount of work on the Friday is going to make me mad. You know what I mean?
Just Thursday just comes with so much letdown, too, because it's like, guys, we're going out for drinks. We're going to have fun tonight. It's Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursday. And then it's like,
it feels like you need to stop drinking
I know. And then people are like, yeah, let's go. And then a bunch of people, too, are like, no, actually, you know, I've got to work tomorrow. So, like, Thursday comes with, like, that heightened excitement of going out. But also, the potential for letdown...
Yeah.
For people to go home is also higher than Friday there too, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Friday, if you go out, don't go out on a Friday night, then the impetus is on you. Then you're like, I'm a lame-o. But if you don't go out Thursday night, you're like, I'm a lame-o. But if you don't go out Thursday night, then you're just like being responsible.
Wow. I kind of like this as a debate because we didn't match up on any of them. Sometimes I'm like, let's have a debate. And we're like, we agree. And I bet people are like, ugh, we get it. You're fucking friends.
I love hearing Sam and Jordan establish a further connection with themselves.
Yeah.
So, but Weight Watchers.
I'm on Weight Watchers. I did go. Here's the thing about Weight Watchers so far that I do like. Is they give you a set amount of points. It's basically, it's kind of like calorie counting, but instead of counting calories, they just assign foods point values.
Yeah.
Which is great because some foods are like 0 points. You can have like eggs and chicken, depending on if you cook them without much fat. You can call them 0 point foods. You can have all the fruit and veggies that you want, mostly.
Those are 0 point foods?
Most are them. Unless it's like a really starchy vegetable or a super sweet fruit.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah. Like potatoes are probably not 0 points.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, so they give you like a points amount each day that you're supposed to have. Mine's 32 points that I can have each day. But then they also give you, I have 42 extra points a week. So if I go a little over, I can't use all those. So I was like saving my points for today so that I could just like have a nice, I just ate what I wanted at that meal earlier, which is very nice. And I'll probably go have one drink with you and split a nap.
Oh, yeah. So how many extra points do you have?
I had the points that I don't use in today also roll over. So I think I came into today with about 50 points.
Do you roll
50 extra points plus the 32 points I can have today?
Can you save points from day to day? So if you like 32 is your limit, I only had 30 today.
Exactly.
They roll over to tomorrow. You only have 30.
Yeah. That's how I got
then you have
the 50
four.
Extra. Yeah, because I had they give you 42 extra points each week. And I didn't use all my daily points, so that went up to 50.
That sounds great, actually.
I kind of love it.
Really gamifying weight loss.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good way to.
That was actually how Chris Calogero described it. He was like, "It's a." Also, if you are out there and you're on Weight Watchers and you're like, "That's not how it works at all. This guy's doing it wrong." Please tell me. I'm really desperate for this to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do feel pretty good, actually.
So, okay, so now alcohol-wise, what does the points look like? Beers, a lot of points. Whiskey, beer,
actually,
vodka.
A Bud Light is only 4 points, I saw.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but yeah, straight like vodka or whiskey, like a shot of that,
yeah,
is 3 points. So, for instance, when I came to your bar Friday?
Yeah.
I was drinking
Whiskey on the Rocks,
and it was not that bad. We got to say also, yet again, maybe one of the better hangs I've ever had at your
really?
Bar.
Oh, Friday. Man, that was so good.
It
really
was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just love when people come. Also, I'm like really lucky that the new manager we got is like so cool with giving shit away for free.
Yeah,
because
he
was just like, are these your buds? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, never mind. I don't even want to bring it up. We know him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. So he was like, he just made a comment. He's like, normally I fucking hate comics, but these guys are pretty cool. He's like, get him around. He's like, you know, let's do a round of shots or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He might, I don't know if he'll listen to this episode. I hope he doesn't. I need to make it quick so he doesn't hear it. But like, God, does he drink on the clock? It
oh,
is
really?
Intense. Yes. It is a lot. Like we.
Do you want me to cut this part out?
No, no, I'll say it and stand by it. But man, I've never like,
really?
I left work Friday night and I was rough.
Oh, cause he was,
the two of us were like, he was like, you want to take a shot? And like, he was trying to finish off this bottle of Jameson, which thankfully you guys came in. That was the first drink I gave you for free, which is like you and James. Was just the rest of the Jameson. I was like, I cannot do any more shots of Jameson.
Really?
So,
no, that's
yeah,
really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that you just put out here. Some of this podcast is me constantly being like, hey, would you like me to take that part out? And you're like, that's fine.
I think you nailed it the other week where you're just like, I think I got a little splinter in my hand. I sometimes think I put myself in compromising situations with the bar because I secretly want to get fired.
Oh,
I don't
want
to work there anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I understand.
So that's why tomorrow I'm committing to actually job searching. Again.
Oh, actually job searching.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because you've been getting, I would say, a decent amount of freelance stuff.
Yeah, it was
correct?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I finally got paid for that NFL stuff I was writing.
That's great. How'd the rest of that go?
It was good. It got a lot more tame. Like,
okay.
So they were like, we don't need jokes anymore. We just need you to write a minute. We just need you to write like 1 minute per NFL team about who they drafted.
Oh, okay.
And so they just gave me a bunch of Associated Press articles and I just distilled them down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was it. And then they handed them off to a, a field reporter who's going to be like the talking head. And then she went through and like on the Google Doc that I made, she just edited the shit out of them to suit herself. So
yeah, yeah,
it was great.
That's cool.
But I haven't been keeping, you got the thing with like freelancing is like, you have to keep up with it.
Oh, keep up with like getting it or getting paid. And
you have to do a lot of work that you're not getting paid for. So you have to like constantly applying for jobs, reaching out, finding connections.
It's like a lot of legwork.
Mm-hmm.
The strength of a regular job is just showing up. And
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Whereas the freedom of freelancing, it's like, well, you can enjoy that freedom, but you also have to
be
able to look
out
for it.
Yeah, you have to put in work for it, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Can we talk about, so I am on Weight Watchers. It's
You're good. On Weight Watchers, yeah, sorry.
It's good, I like it.
Have you lost any weight yet?
No, but I mean, I'm less than, I think I'm tomorrow or Tuesday will be a full week.
Okay.
In it. So I'm not really looking to like weigh myself yet. So far though, I feel much, much better.
Casey said Friday night, I think you went to the bathroom. Casey was like, Sam looks great.
Oh, Casey.
Yeah.
Well, that brings up another point about our Friday night hang that I think we should talk about. Casey, McGowan, a very funny comic here in New York City. I can't believe that we haven't had him on the podcast yet. When we first brought up Casey, we described him as a wayfish boy.
That was like episode one.
Yeah. And then Casey, we found out on Friday night he had listened to that episode.
It's the only one he listened to.
Yeah, because I told him that we talked about him. So we listened. We've talked about him on a lot of episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so, yeah.
And then Casey on Friday night revealed that he thought, up until that night, thought that wayfish was not an adjective, but a noun meaning a type of fish. And I think the direct quote was, I thought it was like a flounder, but
oh my
like
God,
it
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah. I'm trying to pull up the... if you don't know, waifish does not mean fish. It's not a type of fish. It is a homeless... A waif is a homeless person, especially a forsaken or orphan child, abandoned young animal. A person, especially a young woman, who is thin or gaunt. Something found and unclaimed as an object cast by the sea.
Which is actually kind of insulting. Casey's like a good-looking guy.
I know. He's like well put together and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just like, you look homeless-esque.
You look like an orphan.
God, that was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were saying I was a type of fish.
Oh, man. I fucking cried laughing. Oh, man. Well,
Weight Watchers and Wayfish
are off the board.
What we got? We got, oh, my whisper voice. This, where did this come up?
I think it was.
It's been building over.
It has been building. Let me say this. First of all, you. Okay, this is just in general. I wanted to talk about this. Jordan does not know how to whisper, and it is crazy to me. And that is a pet peeve that I have. I hate it when, and I love you, but I hate it when,
because
you don't talk a lot in the back of shows. Some people talk all the time, and it bugs me. Other comedians, you'll be at a show, and somebody, a comedian, is just talking in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you do this. You know that this is annoying.
I hate it.
Here you are. And so you, it's not like you're talking the whole time, but when you talk... You have no idea how to whisper, and it's so crazy.
Because it's either, because I just want to put some bass behind it, you know? I want to be heard.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying things.
So it's like a normal people would be like, who's up next? And you're like, who's up next? It's like, it's not super loud, but it's like, you are just talking.
It's loud enough for somebody on stage to be like, somebody's talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, also, in response to... someone being like, you're so loud, you like to do one of your favorite bits, which is just to look in a quiet room and go, what? You
as loud as
love
I can.
That bit.
I do.
And that is a thing.
It's got to annoy you.
When you get dry. We were at Union Hall watching Whiplash one time, and it was right after the show had started, but you were talking, and I was like, shh. And you were like, what? And you were like a little sauced, and it was so loud.
I think even so, the comic on stage is like...
I think it was Casey James Salingo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's the last thing I want to do is...
I'll piss off him.
I know.
Oh, man.
Or piss off any better comic than me who won't book me in the future.
I do
that a lot.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And you just like... I don't know. Yeah. You just don't have a whisper voice.
I don't. Yeah. I don't respect I don't respect modern... sound levels, I guess.
Yeah, mores,
I
do that.
Culture mores. Yeah,
yeah.
It pisses off. I think I've gotten better about it, but mm-hmm. I think I used to do it a lot with Melissa.
Yeah,
I can't think of specific examples.
I bet it drives. It drives her nuts.
She's like, "Shut the fuck up."
Isn't that funny when your girl, this is going to sound so bad, but isn't it funny when your girlfriend gets like mom mad with you? Do you know what I mean? We're like, because all I know is Carmen, we're like, I'm just being like gross or something like that. I'll like bite my nail or something on the subway. And she's like, stop. And I was like, why? And she's like, because you're on the subway and you're touching things with your hand. And I'm just.
Just like things that should be common sense for a lot of people that aren't, that I do that aren't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a point, usually daily, where Melissa, I'll do something, and Melissa will be like, I'll look over, and she's like, disgusted, and she's like, ew. It's like such a, yeah, so.
Yeah.
What?
Hit me with, try to whisper right now.
Hey, little mama, let me.
Yeah, yeah.
the thing for me, and there's a lot of, the thing with vowels as well, is that I prefer to be voiced, not unvoiced.
What do you mean?
So this is voiced. And then this is unvoiced. So there's no real, this is very airy and windy.
Yeah, but it's also much quieter.
I hate it so much.
Why?
Because you just can't hear what it is.
Yeah, but you're leaning in when you do it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, objectively, we shouldn't be talking at all, but yeah.
Oh, man. I just prefer to be voiced. Yeah, but that's the point of a whisper. You need to communicate when you're not supposed to be voiced.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Like in movie, I think you did it in Avengers Infinity War briefly.
Oh, I did, yeah.
You were like, who's that guy? I was like, dude.
It always reminds me of the Will Ferrell voice of modulation guy.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of that softy now.
Jacob Sills. Bigot. You're a bigot, Tina Fey.
That's a good impression. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
All right. Whisper voice.
Off the board. This might be a little baby up today.
Where are we at?
We're around 44 minutes. Guess what we have left, everybody? Odds and ends.
It's your favorite.
Oh, man.
God, you're going to hate this one, too, because it is so boring.
Oh, you have an odds and end?
I have just a single odd and end. And it's this.
Is it an odd or an end? Oh, yeah, you brought in
This is my FIFA World Cup Russia 2018 Panini sticker book. I just wanted to tell people about it.
Oh, I saw this on your Insta story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so the whole thing is you buy these packs of stickers, and the stickers are of the World Cup squads for all the national teams that made it to the World Cup. And
didn't the States not get in?
Yeah, the United States didn't make it in. But I've been so jazzed. So this is – it's called Panini World Cup books, and they've been doing it since, like, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this, like, paper book. And I was so stoked about it because I thought that they only did them in England and, like, Europe and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the other night, Friday night, after Baby's All Right, we went to Duane Reade and got some drunk snacks.
And you found one.
And I fucking found one, and I bought this. And so
– now, how do you get the stickers?
They come in dollar packs. So there's like 5 or 6 stickers per pack, but they're randomized.
Where do you get them?
The only place I've seen them is the Duane Reade couple blocks away from my house.
So what do you just got to buy them, and you must end up with multiples though, right?
Yes. So I've got a growing stack back at the house of repeats.
Senegal, you don't have a ton. Who do you have the least? This is kind of fun, but it's also kind of childish.
It is so childish. To me, it's like
I get it.
It's like the Pokemon flair all over, like
it has a very Pokemon for adults all over. Vibe.
Yeah.
This is some child in I was going to say insultingly a third world country. You only got one player from Korea. That might be the least.
So it's like I'm so jazzed about it. But then the thing is that this year Panini actually upped the price point of everything. And so
how much does a pack of stickers cost?
A pack of stickers is $1. But okay, you can buy like larger packs. But I've only seen them in like the 5 player thing.
Why don't you go online?
I could do that, but it's just like it takes like some of the fun out of it, you know? I think
of the going to get.
Yeah.
So how often are you buying these packs?
Since I saw them last weekend, it's been probably close to every day. I probably missed 2 or 3 days. And then I'll buy like – that's the thing too is that I'll buy like anywhere between 5 and 10 at a time. But then on multiple occasions, I've spent $15 to $20.
Really?
Yeah, on you know, 15
you
to
like
20 packs.
15 packs of stickers?
I fucking love it.
Peru. I'm looking. So far, Korea is your least.
The least, yeah.
Yeah. France. Islamic Republic. Oh, Iran. Good for them.
Yeah.
Morocco. Spain. Who are you going to root for now that the state... Oh, Portugal is tied with Korea.
Oh, Portugal. Yeah. I don't have many for Portugal.
Who are you going
to... So this is the lamest thing, but if you guys go check it out, it's so fun. It's a good way to get into the World Cup. You like learn the players.
That's kind of fun. I get it.
Yeah. I'm already really into... soccer, but this is like, and I was gonna watch the World Cup anyway, so
here's what soccer to me is like the opposite of basketball, in that part of the action of basketball, the fun is only the last quarter to me, you know what I mean? Because it's such small point increments.
Right.
And then soccer's kind of at the other end where it's so much action for like a point every sometimes once in a 90 minute match.
Sometimes
like,
none.
Yeah. Sometimes none. Yeah. That's fucking mad. That was honestly one of the worst baseball games I ever went to. Was like a pitcher's duel between, I think, the Yankees and the Diamondbacks. It was Hideo Nomo and Curt Schilling.
Yeah.
It was just two pitchers at the top of their games. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
One
Nobody's
hit.
Getting
hit.
Yeah.
For the whole game. Oh, my God.
Well,
so
Andy
annoying.
Sanford has that great joke about baseball where it's just like his friends describing it to him. And then he's like, "Well, what?" He's like, "Well, what's a perfect game?" He's like, "Well, that's where the pitcher throws a no hitter, or nobody gets a hit." And he's like, "So you mean to tell me in a perfect game, nothing happens?"
And it goes on forever.
Yeah. So that's my FIFA World Cup Russia 2018 Panini. I told myself, so I took Russia in college, and I told myself when they announced Russia, so they announced them or 12 years in advance when they're going to do it. So they're just now talking about, so they've got 2018 and then 2022. So 2026, they're about to do the bid for that. And then the U.S. is a front runner. So it's like a joint bid with U.S., Canada, and Mexico maybe.
Yeah,
are doing a joint bid. So it'll be, the stadiums essentially will just be in all three countries. Mm-hmm. And I told myself when they announced it, in however many years ago, I was in college taking Russia, and I was like, I'm gonna go to Russia for the World Cup. I told myself, and I'm not going.
It's okay.
So,
but this is kind of your own little
trip. This is my way to deal with it.
It's not like the states are even gonna be in it. So fuck
yeah,
that, bro.
Fuck them, yeah.
It sucks that we didn't.
And then so there's Russia, and then Qatar.
Hmm. Wait, who are you rooting for, did you say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Iceland, maybe?
Really?
There's a... I follow Everton, who's a team out of Liverpool.
Okay.
The other Liverpool team. Liverpudlian team.
So maybe you root for the UK?
There's a team on... Or there's a player from Iceland on that team, and so I'll just like...
You like that player a lot.
Yeah.
Cool.
If I'm being realistic, I think I would love Belgium.
Ah.
Belgium would be a good one. We're going to get you into soccer this World Cup. It's going to be a good, this is going to be a big summer for you.
Really? When does
it start? It's already started. I think your Set It Butter Boy was the beginning of your awesome summer.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll do it. Yes, because we're going on tour. We're going to get you into the World Cup. It's going to be a big summer for you, guy.
All right, man. I'm in.
All right.
I think that's it, man.
Odds and ends are off the board.
That's gonna be our, yeah, this is just a cute little imp. I'm sorry I was so negative coming in up top, man.
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You did a great job. I'm excited for our split app and perhaps a whiskey and soda for me.
That's smart.
Yeah,
something about, I'm gonna get a water and a beer. I'm gonna go catch the end of this game.
All right, everybody,
later, buttheads.
Bye. Try to do a phone dial tone, ready? You go.